Let us pray. We bow before Thee, our Father, and we give Thee glory and praise in Christ's name. We do praise Thee for Thy blood, the cleansing power of that blood, that it breaks the power of canceled sin, that it speaks for us within the veil, and it cries mercy for us day by day. And we thank Thee that it's there for You to plead as our great High Priest and Mediator unto the Father as You pray for us, that our faith fails not. And we just praise Thee that we have an intercessor within the veil, one within the veil and one within us, the Holy Spirit within us, to pray with groans which cannot be uttered, and the Lord of glory to pray within the veil for us, that our faith fails not. O Lord, how many times have we heard people say, I'm glad You're praying for me. But oh, how much more blessed it is to know, Lord Jesus, that You pray for us. And we bow before Thee tonight in praise and in thanksgiving for this. Our Father, we look to Thee for the word tonight that Thou hast given. Thou alone can speak it to our hearts. We pray that Thou wilt show forth Thy mighty power and Thy mighty grace tonight, even as You did this morning, that You will be with us. We will see Thy glory, even as the Israelites saw Thy glory on the other side of the Red Sea, when Thou didst deliver them from the bondage of Egypt and from the hand of Pharaoh. Our Lord, may we see Thy hand in our lives day by day. May we see Thy providential hand in the affairs of this world and of this nation. May we see Thy hand of providence in all that's going on today, and trust Thee that Thou art working all things after the counsel of Thine own will. And truly, You said in Thy word that all things work together for good to them who love the Lord, who are called according to Thy purpose. And not only the individual things that touch our lives, whether they be little or small, but yet the overall picture of the whole world, all of these things have a bearing upon our life, upon our dwelling, upon our living. And we thank Thee for it. And may we see Thy hand in it all, and especially to see Thy glorious attributes being worked out right before our very eyes as Thou art working day and night. Thou dost never sleep nor slumber, and we praise Thee and thank Thee for it. Father, give us eyes to see with, eyes to look beyond the very mundane things of everyday life, and look and see You ruling and overruling all things for Thy glory and for our good. For it is in Christ's name that we